truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sunshine episode 1, 2, 3 of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room. It is beautiful up in the Florida room this morning, sipping on my coffee, talking to you fools, looking down on Hollywood, sitting there spitting distance from the most famous intersections anywhere, all y'all, Hollywood and Vine. I say that shit all the mother trucking time. And what else am I supposed to tell y'all right off the bat right here? Oh, you listening to me on the Crab Diving Network. Y'all get that, motherfucker? So you're listening to the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And you know what? If you throw the /listen behind that, you get all the fabulous mother trucking program right as it's mother trucking happening, mother truckers. I'm telling you. So listen in. And the Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7s, 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening, supposedly. Supposedly. I was just watching Mob Wives before this, and Karen Gravano, she has like a loud mouth. I hope Drita punches her in the face next week. I can't wait. I think she's going to get punched in the face, and that is going to make me very happy because I think she's a loud mouth instigator. I don't know why everybody's on her side. I am on Drita's side because Drita's going to kick some fucking ass. Whatever. I digress, talking about Mob Wives, but she said supposedly, and that word fucking cracks me up. But supposedly, the Hollywood Hick here has new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays, but on account of this place I go to every day now, I don't always get to do that on schedule as I would like, so things are not on I'm running on a good schedule, and I apologize for that if anybody has been upset with me, but I'm trying to be better about it. I'm desperately trying to carve a hunk of my life back, but these people have sucked it all away. But it's getting better. I hope it is. At least, I don't know if I've just convinced myself that it's going to get better just so I can hold on to some sanity, or maybe it will actually get better. I don't know. I ain't talking about work no more. I'm talking about Hollywood Hick type things. Like, oh, follow me on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick and the Facebook on the Facebook.com/ The Hollywood Hick. Good Lord. I had like 4 thoughts in my head at once. I started to have work thoughts in the middle of the Hollywood Hick program. And that is some straight up bullshit. Don't you hate when just work thoughts pop up? Do y'all get those too? I'll just be at home minding my own business, like trying to like cook up a piece of chicken for dinner or some shit like that, and then all of a sudden I get these work thoughts and I'm just like paralyzed, and I start thinking about all this stuff that I needed to do or should have done or gotta do, all of those kind of different things, and then all of a sudden I just shut down, and then I have to like shake out, like it's like I have to bring myself back to realities. It's fucking nuts. I hope none of y'all's got jobs where you have to be having work thoughts when you're not supposed to be, when you're not wanting to have work thoughts because you ain't at the workplace and you just would rather be minding your own damn business. Video games are good for getting your mind off of the workplace because you are engaged, or at least that's how that shit works for me. If I'm just watching TV sometimes, I still wander off. I'm like, oh, work thoughts. Fucking hate work thoughts. Fuck that shit. But, whatever. Moving the fuck on. Did I do all the particulars? I think I did. If not, we'll just have to, like, we'll just mention them again sometime during the course of the program. Then you'll just make, you have to listen to find all the particulars, which would make absolutely no sense. If you're only listening to this program for the particulars, Dolly bless you, but you should like shift your priorities. I'm just saying is all. Okay, what the fuck's going on? Oh, I love this story, y'all. This story fucking, it's just, I just, these kind of things crack my ass up. But y'all, I have y'all, if you living under a rock, you ain't seen this story. But if you read any of the news sites, such as the TMZ or the New York Daily News, you know I like these kind of trashy fucking shit. I don't care. I will freely admit it. I am the reason, or people like me are the reason, that they make all these trashy websites and magazines and newspapers and things on account of, I will choose to believe it. And or these are the kind of stories I would rather hear about anyway, because the rest of the world is going to shit. At least I can look at this chick and be like, oh, thank Dolly, this is not me or any of my close brethren. I'm just saying this out. But y'all see that story about that woman who was trying to smuggle back like 70 pounds of cocaine from somewhere? She was like flying, like using her like flight attendant status to like sneak through, and for some reason they just like, she just randomly got caught, and when they went to go check her bag, she took off, run, kicked off her fucking however many $1,000 Gucci shoes that she probably could pay for because she'd been a drug mule for somebody taking shit back and forth. She fucking took off down the up escalator or some shit like that. She was like, fucking, I got to get the fuck out of here. She took off running. She was gone for a while too. She was totally gone, and they finally found her. She, that was in LA. She made it all the way back to fucking New York before they caught her ass, she was like trying to get the fuck away. So now they done throwed her ass in jail, right? Because she had 70 pounds of cocaine, kicked off her shoes and took off running. Says right here on the New York Daily News where it says also she was like, okay, wait, let me finish one part before I move to the next. Good Lord, I'm all scattered. Lord have mercy on us all. What I'm saying is, this chick, so she, ow, I just bit my tongue already early. That bump is never going to go away because every time I talk too much, I end up biting this bump because I don't know why, because I'm like, I don't have control of my freaking like teeth and tongue or something. It's just ridiculous. So if I holler ow 78 times through here, it's on account of I have like a ridge where I accidentally like bit my tongue and then now I can't help but bite my tongue. Do y'all hate when you do that? You know what else sucks? I'm being free with things at the moment. You know what else sucks? I got a zit up on the inside of one of my nose holes and it hurts like a motherfucker. And this is the second one. There was one a week or so ago and it had finally gone away and I was like, oh thank God, that was a horrible motherfucking experience. And now there's another one. I don't know what's going on up in there. I ain't never experienced this before, but anytime I bring it up to somebody, oh, they go, oh, that's the worst. It is. And I got allergies, so I can't help but scratch my nose and it hurts like a bitch. So anytime I touch my nose, I squeal like a little 3-year-old girl on account I'm like got a zit inside my nose hole. I'm like, it's ridiculous. So if any of y'all got a zit inside your nose hole, the Hollywood Hicks sympathizes and I'm sorry for you, but hopefully you'll get through it quickly, because that's what I'm hoping for myself. I'm just saying is all. Okay, but back to our story we were conversing about here on the Hollywood Hick program on the Crab Diving website, www.crabdiving.com, right? Well, says here on the New York Daily News, because she took off running. They found her finally in New York City. And, you know, they threw her ass right in jail because she's like took off running after trying to like smuggle in 70 pounds of cocaine from somewhere. And apparently she's also a Miss like Jamaica something. I don't know. Like, but I guess there's a place in New York called Jamaica as well. I don't know. But whatever. She's some kind of low rent beauty queen as far as I can tell, too. But says here on the New York Daily News that says that the flight attendant charged with ditching 70 pounds of cocaine at LAX gets $500,000 bail blocked by the feds in a Brooklyn court. So apparently she got, like, the judge said, okay, you can get out on $500,000 bail. And I bet they probably tried to make her. Oh, her name is Marsha Gay Reynolds, in case you're wondering. But she was appeared up in the Brooklyn federal court, supported by her family, her minister, and a former city councilman with a checkered past. I love how this shit reads. See, this is why I read shit on the New York Daily News. They give me the parts that I want to know, right? But apparently she faces at least 10 years in prison if she gets, like, convicted for this shit. And she was cleared for $500,000 worth of bail, right? And then the feds came in and were like, I don't think so, because you was I bet she's been doing this for a fucking while. That's why they're like digging down deeper to see what's been going on, or they're gonna try to get her to flip and start pointing fingers and naming names. You better be careful, girl. I've done watched the Mob Wives. When people name names, have become rats. You like, they don't like rats, let me tell you. But the thing is, they like talking about rats, even though you're not supposed to talk about rats. They talk about it all the fucking time, and don't you dare call one of them's father a fucking rat who's already in prison and is a known murderer and like mob underboss who did all kind of horrible things. But she wants you to believe that he's like this really sweet and innocent person. I'm like, yeah, he got busted for those drugs that you were selling. But at the same time, it's not like he didn't do a whole bunch of shit that should have put his ass up in there for longer anyway, on account of he was murderating people all the time and doing a lot of probably untoward nonsense other than that. Because you can't be in that job and not do a whole lot of untoward nonsense. I've seen enough gangster movies to know what the fuck is up. Okay, I digress again, talking about Mob Wives. Sorry. It's fresh in my mind because I just watched it before I started the program here, because I was like, I got to get my Mob Wives in. Oh, Big Ange. I'm telling you, she's so funny. She was so funny. She just like happy. She was the only one who didn't fucking get in fights all the time. She did a little bit last season, but I think they forced that a little bit just because Big Ange never fought anybody and she needed a storyline. But whatever. Back to my story here. So this chick thought she's going to be getting out of the pokey, but I don't know where she was going, because if you got $500,000 bail, then you need $50,000 just to pay a bail bondsman to get your ass out. It's the way I work. I understand it. Maybe you can, with that much, you could probably get away with like 40 or something, but still, that's a lot of fucking money. Oh, I think her parents and the minister put up their houses. That's what was going to happen. Doesn't matter now, because she's still up in there. But This is my favorite part. So it's like, these people are trying to help her, right? Where's the part in this story? Sorry, I am ill prepared. They were trying to say, like, she's already tried to flee to Jamaica as recently as last night. That was one of the arguing points, which is probably a good one. Here it says, Reynolds is a former beauty queen in Jamaica. Okay, so it's where she was born, a graduate of New York University, and is studying to be a nurse at Mercy College while working for JetBlue. She's JetBlue. No, these JetBlue flight attendants go nuts. That's when that guy went nuts, and when they, like, landed and he said something sassy into the thing and then opened the emergency door and jumped out the door. That is a fucking exit. If you're gonna lose your mind and quit your job, the best way to do it is to then open an emergency door with a fucking blow up slide and jump out and go on with your fucking day. He got arrested right after, but his day was pretty shitty after that. But the adrenaline and the joy he probably felt for that one fleeting moment had to just be something special. I'm just saying is all. But back to my story. I digressed again. Apologies, y'all. Just bit my goddamn tongue again. This is going to be a fucking problem. Okay. what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me? You would think, this is proof that I just cannot shut the fuck up. It's not just on this program where I just talk nonstop. I could talk nonstop all the time because I just feel like I have so many things to say. But I'm not allowed to talk because I am, whatever, we'll talk about this in a minute. I am, like, so digressing all over the place today. I make absolutely no sense. But, so she gets out. Where's the part in here? Oh, this is what, I love how people, this is what kills me is, people do all these bad things, right? Like people will murderate somebody and then they'll do some really horrible things, steal an old lady's money, all this kind of shit like there. But then they think if we'll bring in the preacher to say nice things, but apparently they brought in the preacher and she would be blah, blah, blah. Fuck, where is it? No, it's the councilman who was charged with sexual harassment when he served on the city council, which he ain't on anymore, I don't think, because he got charged with sexual harassment. But he said that Miss Reynolds is a very good young woman. She's done all the right things in life except for this one situation. We don't know that. This is not a good example to pick to say, like, maybe she hadn't done this before. Because also, she took out fucking running. She kicked off her shoes. She said, you can't run in these fucking heels. I am not Angel. No. So, fucking, this is Rick. But it kills me how when people, like, they always, like, say they're how sweet and nice and good person they were. But I'm like, no. They really probably weren't that great of a person if this is what they were up to, like, maybe unless she was somehow coerced, but I haven't got that impression from any news story I've read yet. But he said that Jennings would not characterize the co-conspirator referred to by the prosecutor as Reynolds' boyfriend. Apparently there's a co-conspirator. She may not have been fully aware of what was in the bags. Yes, she would. If you are not aware of what's in the bags, you don't fucking take off running before they open it, leaving your fucking thousand some odd dollar Gucci shoes behind and take off down the up escalator. That's just not how that fucking shit works. You know what's up in there. That is, you done gave yourself away, girl. I'm just saying is out. But this whole story cracks me up. But apparently it says down here, saying this is the part. Like, I bet she's going to be cooperating. She's going to be naming some fucking names. I guarantee you. She's going to be singing like a canary. Because it says here, I can't talk about whether she's cooperating. This is from her lawyer, I think. It's not in her best interest to talk about that in public for straight up reels. Could you imagine? Yep. I'm going to sing like a canary. Next thing you know, neck snapped all of a sudden, somehow mystery in prison. I'm just saying, you got to be careful. Don't be saying shit to nobody. You better keep that shit to yourself. What is your name again? Marsha Gay Reynolds. You're a fucking mess. But girl is like, yeah, girl took off fucking running. That's my favorite fucking story right now. Oh, but there's another good story. What else is on here? Okay, I'm bouncing around. I'm like all over the place today. Sorry, y'all. Oh, also, I am fixing after this today, though. I'm going to be going to see the new Batman versus Superman extravaganza down at the Chinese Theater that they have turned into an IMAX that has this really tits awesome fucking 3D laser diamond projected whatever. And so I'm going to see the Batman Superman. So I will be reporting back come Tuesday on how whether that movie is any good and or if Wonder Woman is as tits awesome as people are trying to say she is, because I hear that she might kind of steal the show, which would be a good thing because I want this Wonder Woman thing to work out so that I get lots of more Wonder Woman films and products and all kind of stuff because Wonder Woman is the fucking tits. And if this chick pulls, I'm fully going in there. Also, without any kind of preconceived notion, I do have preconceived notions. What the fuck am I talking about? But I'm going to try to go in been as open-minded as humanly possible so that I can like enjoy myself and not be judgmental the whole time, because maybe she'll surprise me, because I hear she's very good and she steals the fucking show is what I'm told. So if that's what happens, then I will be perfectly fine. I will probably still think to myself, she needs bigger titties and more hair, but I guess you can't have everything in this world. So at least there's like a Wonder Woman on the movie screen for the first time finally, and she's bad fucking ass. That's all I want, is bad fucking ass. I want her to fuck some shit up. That's what I'm talking about. This ain't your Linda Carter Wonder Woman anymore. I love Linda Carter Wonder Woman. Fucking awesome. Totally fucking tits. I got a Linda Carter as Wonder Woman iPhone case on my work celery phone. That's how much I love her. I have a Linda Carter Wonder Woman belt buckle. That's how much I love her. But I have all the TV show DVDs because that's how much I love that shit. But I also love a new badass fucking ass kicking fucking flying through the air and not having it Wonder Woman too. I'm just saying is all. Okay, moving on to the next story, because this shit cracks me up. I just love, people are fucking funny, and like Scientology people are even funnier on account of they are just straight up nuts and just do weird shit. And like fucking John Travolta's ass cracks me up. Like at some point this fucker, and like, and I don't really like outing people. I don't think that's anything necessary unless they do something harmful to like the cause or something. And then you're like, how can you be doing that to our people when you are actually one of our people? This doesn't make any sense. Yes, you should be outed. But sometimes people are just so blatant, and good Lord, I am looking at a picture right now. This freaking wig on his head. Like, when is he just going to just admit? I'm talking about John Travolta, by the way. I don't even think I got that far into it yet. But I got caught up looking at this wig on his head. It's like, good Lord, Hollywood Hick is losing some in the back. You know what? Fuck it. I can't see it. That's how I look at it. What is that? It doesn't bother me. I can't see that shit. Whatever. I am not a fucking spring chicken. Do not let this youthful dewy glow deceive you. That's what I tell people all the fucking time. It's like, I am fucking old. See, look back here. If I had this big old freaking thick wavy head of hair, that would be awesome. People would probably be calling me gay Superman even more, because, you know, I've told y'all that before. They never just say, oh, you look like Superman. It is always gay Superman. I don't know why people got to put the word gay in front of everything. Just like marriage. It ain't gay marriage. It's just marriage. It just happens to be two men's or two women's. It's just, that's just how it is. But fuck, just calm down. It's not just, if you're going to call me Clark Kent, don't call me gay Clark Kent. That's some fucking straight up bullshit, motherfuckers. Damn. Okay, digressed again. But apparently, according to the Jezebel people over here, there is a report that John Travolta's hotel demands include aluminum foil on the windows. We used to call that furl back home sometimes. Aluminum furl on the windows and male masseurs. We already knew the male masseurs. Like, whatever. It's like, of course he wants male masseurs. He wants a male masseur to suck his dick and or let him suck his dick. That's what that is all about. He's like, send the masseurs who like to get the dick sucked by a Hollywood celebrity who will pay them a good chunk of change to let me suck his dick. I'm just saying it's out. But what I need you to do is throw some tinfoil up there on the windows so that nobody can see in here and anything would reflect off of it. That's what I'm thinking. It's like, so that nothing can see through it, can reflect. Like, he don't even trust blackout curtains. He's like, they might get a little sneaky camera through and catch a little like sliver and just see his like lips maybe grazing the head of a pecker or something. He can't chance it. He's like, you gotta cover them windows with some tin foil, keep out all the thetans or whatever the fuck that keeps them from coming in, so he doesn't have to go get his like whatever Scientology audits to fix this shit. But says right here that Page Six reports via a source that a male masseur is one of the many requests on Travolta's alleged hotel rider. Other necessities include aluminum foil, oh, and dark curtains on the windows. So you got to have two levels of you can't see me sucking dick security. Like, I bet he covers up some peepholes too, because after that Aaron Andrews thing, because we don't need him crying on the stand like she was crying on the stand because somebody saw her titties on the internet. Although that is invasive. But at the same time, I don't think it was really 100% the hotel's fault. I think the hotel really, it's like, whatever, you can't control that some fucking dumbass comes up in there and starts taking out peepholes and putting cameras in them. Like people just do stupid fucking shit. Like, I don't know. I think that hotel's going to appeal and probably, like, do better. Like, Hulk Hogan, he got all that money. But then I read an article that said what they're going to appeal this shit, because there's a lot of shit they just, like, they really couldn't award for that because of whatever reason. I don't fucking know. But apparently it says on appeal, the shit's probably going to get shot down stat. That's just somebody's opinion, but it sounded fucking convincing if I remember right. But back to my story here, it says, also says over here that John Travolta says that for the room to be empty before 24 hours before his arrival in order to avoid anyone else's scent lingering behind. He don't want anybody's old stale fart still lingering in the room. Can't they just Febreze it or something, John? Wouldn't that be all right? Because that would probably cut down on people's funk. You just smell Febreze, or you could get the unscented Febreze. It's supposed to kill all of that shit. I'm just saying, maybe you should just carry around some Febreze. But that's funny. He needs double layer. John Travolta, y'all. John Travolta needs double layer of protection again. The prying eye of the paparazzis or whoever to make sure that he don't nobody see him in there taking it up the ass by a masseur on a massage table in a hotel room with tinfoil all over the windows and blackout curtains. And I hope his wig doesn't fall off or start getting flappy. That would be funny. Like if he's getting it and that fucking hair is just going flap, 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 that would fucking make me, I wouldn't be able to finish. If I was the masseur doing that and his hairpiece started flapping about, I don't think I'd be able to hold in the giggles long enough. I'd have to stop fucking him for a minute and get that out of my system. Go get some glue. Put it back down. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this story. So I think it's time to move on to another one because I was just like rambling on. And I think them rambles was, oh, whatever. See, I'm rambling because I was trying to look for the next story I wanted to talk about. This shit is fucked up. We all were something we already all knew, but everybody's been reporting because you know that. Remember that Natalie Holloway story down there in where was that? Fucking God, I'm so horrible. Aruba's. That's where it was. Down in Aruba. That's when she went missing, and everybody knew it was this Joran Vandersloot dude. He looks fucking like a psycho killer too. He looks straight up like a psycho killer. I don't know why nobody didn't think he was a fucking psycho killer. But you know, now he's in jail down in Peru because he was down in Peru and like took some girl back to his hotel room and just murderated her. It's like people, like what? Why did y'all let him go in the first place? I don't know. Everybody knew he did it. He looked guilty as fuck. Guilty as fuck. Well, apparently, dumbass is like kind of was like on some like doing some interview and pretty much admitted to that shit, saying like the fucking cops were stupid. But it says here over on the New York Post, Joran Vandersloot again rips open the Holloway's wounds because he is fucking straight up psycho crazy. And the thing is, too, some woman married him. So, like, he's like, I think he might have knocked her up, too, or something. So this dude was down there in Peru. They gave him some conjugal visits because some chick was dumb enough to marry him. I don't understand women who marry dudes in prison, especially psycho killer dudes. Like, why would you marry a dude who we know murderated in an ungodly fashion one chick for sure, and we're all 99.9 ivory soap percentage fucking sure he killed this other chick and just got away with it because fucking cops down in fucking Aruba are straight up mouth breathing morons. But says here, they're like, our hearts go out once again to the Natalie Holloway, blah blah blah. He's tearing it up. It's even blah blah blah. Where is the frickin'? Oh, a de facto confession from the psycho you've always known did it is no small thing. But apparently, that's what he said. Because it says here, this is what happened, right? Natalie, 18, vanished in 2005 during a high school graduation trip to Aruba. Vandersloot was the last person seen with her, but Aruban authorities were never able or never willing to charge him in the case. Now, undercover video shows Vandersloot smugly all but confessing to the murder. This is what he said. This is the part I was looking for right here. This is some straight up freaking heartless, just cold psycho killer fucking just nuts. Like this, they need to figure out. I just bit my damn tongue again. Lord Jesus, help us all. Okay. Says right here. This is what he said. I always lied to the police. I never told the truth. He said that grinning and holding the hand of his wife. He was talking to a reporter for Radar Online and at the National Enquirer. I love how the National Enquirer is getting this scoop. And their National Enquirer is about to do some scoop on Ted Cruz. Apparently got five mistresses or some shit like that. That's going to be an interesting story. Maybe we'll talk about that because the National Enquirer has been right before. They took down John Edwards. What else did they do? There was a couple of few things that they fucking got right. They got a whole bunch of wrong up in there. But when they get shit right, they get some of their shit fucking right. He goes, also, when I was this is another freaking Vandersloot psycho killer, crazy eyed motherfucker. He said, also, when I was younger, I never told everything. The police just never knew what they had to ask. I think that was one of the worst police investigations that ever took place. That's what he says right there. So he's basically, I mean, he's like, the police were straight up fucking stupid. If they just asked me a couple of few specific questions, this shit would have been over. I would have been in jail for her, and this other girl would still be alive out there having a good time at a party right now or some shit. But he's fucking crazy. And then it goes on. It says, they asked him if he's speaking about the Holloway case when talking about the police incompetence. And he says, yes, yes, yes. Four times. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, this is also where I am guilty, and I admit everything that I have done. See, he fucking admitted it right here. So how about y'all take this little piece of video and like make sure he don't get out of fucking jail ever, because he is a psycho killer. He is going to snap again. He's like one of those pit bull dogs that just all of a sudden hears some right little tinkle sound coming from a bell somewhere, and it sends it on a fucking murdering rampage where it goes around chomping everything. That's like him. He must like go along all of a sudden and just some certain sound comes on and just sets everything off. And the next thing you know, Joran's on a fucking murderous rampage killing women. It's fucking nuts. Don't let that dumbass out of fucking jail. Don't let his fucking psycho killer, fucking crazy entitled, like, and he's also that entitled kind of attitude, like, because he, like, I think his, like, came from money or whatever. He was just all gallivanting around the globe doing shit, murderating in Aruba, murderating in Peru, just fucking horrible, awful person. I hope his parents are proud. Fucking jacked up. But apparently he's in the fucking Alcatraz of the Andes, where he is serving a 28-year sentence. So at least he ain't going to be getting out anytime soon, because that started in 2010. So that means it will be 2038 before he gets out of there if they hold him the whole time. But he bludgeoned Stephanie Flores. That was 5 years to the day after Natalie's disappearance. So 5 years. So every 5 years, he's like a werewolf where he comes out and has to do some murderating. That's the fucking bullshit. Shit, right? But this thing then says perhaps there's a confession to allow some closure for the Holloway family. But, like, well, I'm hoping, I guess so, because like there's still, I guess until you know for sure, there's still an inkling of what the fuck. But he's like, yeah, I done did it. You're a fucking, oh, I can't even look at his picture anymore. It's making me fucking not, yeah, I want to fucking punch him in his smug face. He looks like a psycho killer. He just does. I don't know why nobody questioned it. I would look right at him and been like, guilty, psycho killer face. Psycho killer face if I ever seen one. I'm just saying is all. All right, moving on to something else more happy than murderating and admitting to murderating. And this fucking shit. I meant to talk about this earlier. I forgot all about it. I got on to other things. I had like a whole list. Oh, there's another thing I wanted to bring up too. There's like a couple of things. You know, when I don't do the fucking program, but every so often anymore, now I got too many things to fucking talk about. I got to get back on shit. Ow! See, I just touched my nose right where that zit is. I had a freaking allergy itch and I went and God, I hope this never happens to any of y'all out in the world of the Hollywood hick, because that shit fucking hurt. Felt like somebody stabbed me in my nose hole. Oh my good lord. Oh, Dolly, help me. All right, here we go. This fucking kills me. But I've been talking about Cat Williams the last couple of fucking programs because he keeps doing dumb shit. He keeps getting arrested for the dumbest shit. It's ridiculous, right? Stupid ass Cat Williams. Well, apparently, and part of this story I don't understand because I read other things. We will get to that, right? But over on the TMZ says, Cat Williams sucker punches kid but gets ass beating. So what happened? Now, I watched this video. There's this kid and Cat Williams. He came to some soccer game or something in outside of Atlanta in Georgia, if I'm getting the place right. Does it say where up in here? Let's look. Oh, this shit is not scrolling. What the fuck? Now it's scrolling like crazy. But blah, blah, blah. Gainesville, which is an hour outside of Atlanta. That's where it was. But says right here, this is what happened. Why don't I just read it from the TMZ? They'll say it better than me anyway, instead of me just rambling through it while I'm trying to remember what happened while I'm looking at things and can't find things. Whatever. Let's just start from the beginning and work our way through. But says right here on the TMZ, Cat Williams threw a punch at a kid. But when you watch the video, it's clear the kid ends up kicking Cat's ass. ass. Cat throws the first punch, but the victim, who's reportedly in the seventh grade, takes matters into his own hands and puts Cat in a rear naked chokehold. Yep, he puts him in a chokehold. He takes him down to the ground and like puts him in a headlock, basically. Fucking Cat Williams got put in a headlock by a seventh grader. Says Cat was in Gainesville, an hour outside of Atlanta. It's unclear how everything went south. Williams has been arrested several times over the last month for this kind of behavior. Cops tell us so far no one has called to complain. Then they give an update just a little while later that says law enforcement sources tell us the police have reviewed the video and have launched a criminal investigation with Cat as the target. Cat, who is also on bail for multiple assault charges, is currently out on bail, but one of the conditions is that he keeps his nose clean. Ain't gonna happen, Captain. He can't. He's like too wound up. He's got little man syndrome. Too bad. Like, he is so pissed at the world for being a little teeny man. You are funny. You are rich. You get pussy all the time, I'm sure, because you are funny and you are rich. And that is how that shit fucking works. Just like, deal with what you got and move on. Don't be fucking angry about it all the time, get your ass beat by a seventh grader, because that is just not fucking cute. That's almost as bad as having to say you got your ass beat by a faggot, which is what can happen, because I've seen it happen. And I've watched what happens when you threaten that to somebody, because then when they have to stop and think that maybe this might not work out, there is a chance that that could happen. And if I have to tell people that a faggot kicked my ass, that is not gonna look very good. So maybe I want to rethink this shit and not go down this path, and we can just talk this out, or maybe just go on about our business. But yeah, I don't think I'm gonna run the risk of having a faggot kick my ass, because nobody wants to have to say that, because your buddies will laugh in your face. And straight boys' ego can't take that shit, most of them, like 99.9 Ivory Soap percent worth. I'm just saying. But what I'm saying is, Cat Williams down in trouble again, got in a cut fight with a seventh grader. The police are also reviewing the bail order to determine if he violated and whether bail should be revoked. So he is in a little bit of trubs. But I think there's more to this story. Where is it? Here, let's click on Cat Williams' name here on the TMZ website and see if it tells us more. Come on, motherfucker. I just clicked on it. Now it's just twirling, rainbow fucking twirls. I hate that shit. I hate that fucking shit. It makes me angry. I hate it almost as much as I hate autoplay videos. But the kid, it's like, now it says the kid is 17. That is what I was going to get at. I knew there was more to this story that I wanted to say that I could not remember. But the kid who choked in bed, he's actually 17, and he's a pretty accomplished wrestler. So now that lets it make sense. But the thing is he really in seventh grade? That's what I want to point out. Because if he is 17 and in seventh grade, that is a poor example of the American school system. That means that that's some straight up bullshit. Or maybe he started late. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go into thinking he started late. I don't fucking know. But if you're 17 in the seventh grade, because aren't you supposed to be like 12 in the seventh grade? Then that's some straight up bullshit, because there's a big difference between 12 and 17. Them years, them what, 7, 4, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 5 years. Look at that. I need school. I need school badly. I had to do that on my hand because I got myself confused. What I'm going, I like, there you go. See, I am a prime example of the American school system right there. Still counting on my fingers at the ripe old age of 45 years old. Yes, I just gave away my age. I don't give a fuck. I look damn good for 45. Gonna be 46 in less than a week. 46 years of fucking beautiful. That's what I'm saying, motherfuckers. Why am I talking about that? I don't know. Because it's true. Bitch looks good for his age. And I'm gonna, like, if I don't toot my horn, who is, right? Ain't nobody toot my horn, right? I need somebody to toot my horn for straight up reals. I might have to do some scruffing after this. I'm just saying is all. Okay, whatever. Let's find another story. But Cat Williams got his ass kicked by a seventh grader, or maybe a 17-year-old who does wrestling. So that makes sense about why he was able to just like grab him by the neck and take him right down to the ground. And Cat Williams still talking shit the whole time, because like the kid and him were like kind of arguing, but you like, he totally sucker punched the kid. And the kid was like, oh, hell to the no, Cat Williams. I'm taking your ass to the fucking ground. Okay, whatever. I am digressing all over the place today. So I hope that made sense, any of that story right there. If it didn't, I apologize. But I'm moving on. Okay, what else is going on out there? I'm just bouncing around. Oh, this is crazy. This is fucking crazy, y'all. Okay, y'all remember a while back, a few weeks ago, I was telling the story about the dude and the chick who got busted fucking in the Ferris wheel in Vegas. It's like the big, giant, glassed-in Ferris wheel, like the biggest Ferris wheel in the world or some shit. And they're like glass, like like pods and whatever that you can see through. They like they didn't think anybody could see through the glass to see him like eating her out and them fucking on this fucking thing, right? They were Vegas wasted, having a good fucking time. But apparently he also had a motherfucking autoplay video bullshit. Didn't nobody ask for this bullshit. Fuck you, goddamn autoplay. New York Post, we were getting along just fine, and now all of a sudden you're a fucking pissing me off. Stop it. Autoplay videos, I'm telling you, everybody, you go and call your whoever, congressman, cable people, internet provider, anybody, just be like, we are done with fucking autoplay videos. You need to knock that shit off. Stop it right motherfucking now. It gives me goddamn heart attacks. All right, back to my fucking story, right? So, what had happened is, so these two guys, they were caught fucking. Apparently, he had a fiance back in Texas, and I think it's Texas. We'll get into the story here. But basically, what happened is, right here says on the New York Post, Ferris wheel sex guy murdered at strip club. So what happened was, he goes back home. His fiance is a stripper, or ex-fiance, I think, at this point, because he got caught fucking some other chick on a national level in a fucking Ferris wheel in Vegas, right? When apparently whatever happens in Vegas, not all of it stays in Vegas. Apparently, if you do it in a fucking glass fucking pod that is going round and round for everybody to see when you're down there eating pussy, it's like that's probably not the best place to fucking do your pussy eating if you think you're gonna be like doing it on the down low, because that is as undownload as it gets, a la y'all bitch asses got arrested, right? Well, says here, the man caught having sexy times on a Las Vegas Ferris wheel last month was killed in a carjacking outside a Houston strip joint over the weekend. Philip Panzica, 27, had just picked up his pole dancing fiance. I guess they got back together. She must have forgiven him for eating pussy on a Ferris wheel that's going round and round that see-through in Vegas, right? But he had just picked up his pole dancing fiance. This is fucked up. This is, by the way, this is a fucked up story. I'm making fun of it, but it's really kind of a sad and fucked up story. And I kind of feel bad for making fun of it, but at the same time, I can't help myself. And the thing is, I would have tapped that. This dude is kind of fucking hot, to be quite honest. He has a hot mugshot from Vegas. I'm telling you, he's got like, he might have an eyebrow scar or something, what had, or whatever. I am sitting here lusting over the dead. That is just horrible. I need to move on with my story. All right. Basically says here, Philip Panzica, 27, had just picked up his pole dancing fiance from the Vivid Club when two men fatally shot him on Saturday, right? One of the shooters was 28-year-old Bryant Christopher Watts. He allegedly told Panzica, you need to come clean, before blasting off multiple shots. Like, now, it's weird. Like, I hope I can find the other article, too, because it makes no sense how this fucking all went down. Like, I think they're in the backseat of the car, and they're just, like, there, and he just shoots him right there. They're, like, the stripper fiance is in the passenger seat and two dudes in the back seat just decide they're going to just murderate the dude who's driving the car. I mean, you don't murderate the dude who's driving the car, because then you can all end up murderated, because if you go off the road and like run into a ditch or something, flip over and get smushed. I don't know. That just seems stupid to me. But apparently these aren't the brightest of peoples anyway, so I don't know why I'm thinking I'm supposed to expect any kind of greatness out of this lot. But what I'm saying is, says Watts and his accomplice, 31-year-old Aaron Jones, dumped Panzica's body and forced his unnamed gal pal out of the black Kia Sorento before taking off. Police later tracked the car down and arrested him. So now they're fucking like, now you're just going to go to jail for fucking ever, you dumbasses. But just last month, Panzica was in handcuffs after he had a romp session with a different woman, 21-year-old Chloe Scorpio. Riding the world's tallest Ferris wheel called the High Roller. The two were caught on camera by fellow passengers as they got busy on the glass enclosed Sin City ride, which is billed as the happiest half hour in Vegas. Yes, it was a happy half hour. Happy half hour of pussy eating, from what I understand. But apparently, they were seen, like, this is the part I find more offensive. They were in there smoking and putting out cigarettes, and they kept telling them to get dressed, but they wouldn't do it because they were wasted in Vegas, and they were like, fuck y'all, we're just going to get our busy on. Don't pay us any. If you don't want to look, then don't look. That's pretty much probably what they were thinking. It's like, whatever. They were Vegas wasted. People get fucking wasted in Vegas. They get wasted and just do things they would never do. But it seems like this dude would have done this anyways. But I'm hoping that maybe the chick was just Vegas wasted and now she's like mortified that her picture is all over the fucking everything, because it was bad enough that then it made the news and then now it's all back again. If you're that, what's her name? Where did her name go? Where did her name go? Chloe Scordianos. Chloe is probably like, God damn it. She's like, I feel bad. Like he was good at lapping pussy, but damn, he didn't need to get killed over this shit. I'm just saying is all. She must feel horrible. I'd feel horrible. That'd be weird. That'd just be fucking weird. This whole story is weird. Like, hey, make national attention for this, and then all of a sudden murderated, coming out of a strip club with a stripper fiance, and then with some two randoms that they picked up somewhere. Right? Because did I save another version of this story? Because I think I might have. Let me see if I can find it. What the fuck? I can't find it. I don't know. But it basically said, like, it didn't make any sense how the two dudes were in the back seat of the car. Like, they were just random dudes they met in there, and then all of a sudden they shot him. So, I think there's more to this story that's going to come out. So if any more news comes up on it on subsequent episodes of The Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, I will update, because this story is interesting. It's like, damn. And totally, I would have totally tapped that. I'm telling you. I would have just once. I'm not saying I wanted it forever, because it doesn't seem like the kind of dude you'd want around for forever anyways. But once, I would tap that. I'd just be like, okay. And I probably would do it in a fucking glass Ferris wheel too. If I was Vegas drunk, you never know. Sometimes just the liquor takes over. You do things. You look back, you go like, damn, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But boy, was that fun. I had a good motherfucking time. I'm just saying is all. But ain't gonna happen now, because dude's dead. And it's really kind of fucked up and weird. And like, I feel like, could you imagine, you're just driving down the road and then all of a sudden just some two random crazies shoot your fiance right beside you in the car? That girl must be fucking traumatized. I'd be fucking traumatized. I'd be like, ah, low. And then I would just be like, ar, what the fuck? What the fuck? Plus blood freaks me out anyway. I'd just be like, oh, Lord, because I will jump to rescue people, because that's just in my nature. But as soon as it's over and I see what the fuck it is, I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna go throw up. Like as soon as the adrenaline wears off of the like shock of the initial situation, and once it's tempered somewhat, then I'm like, oh my God, blood, cuts, gross, I'm gonna blah. And then that's how it goes. It's like, I would be a fucking great / horrible fireman, because I'd be like right there and I'd be like, oh my God, blah, I can't. Just saying is out. What else is going on out there in this world at large? Oh, I love a good beauty queen story, right? I love reporting on beauty queen stories. Here we go. This one cracks my fucking ass up, y'all. Okay, so I saw this too, because this is my new favorite place to come go get my news, y'all. The New York Daily News. They report on shit that I care about. It's like these people understand me, and I'm like, we need a paper like this out here in Los Angeles, because I ain't moving to no damn New York. It's too crowded and it gets too fucking cold there. I don't like the cold like that. It's not something I enjoy. I like a more like this. I like fucking normal, fucking not fucking freezing wet and snow and bullshit. No, I don't care. And then hot and humid in the summer. Fuck that. Gets humid enough out here and it ain't nothing like back east. And now it's starting to get humid out here in fucking Los Angeles, Hollywood town. But I digress again. Go figure. The Hollywood Hick digressing right here on the Hollywood Hick program. I guess it is my program, so if I choose to digress, I will digress, as I just did again. Now, what I'm saying is, I love a good beauty queen story, right? Especially when a beauty queen goes nuts and gets crazed, right? Apparently, this is according to the Daily News, folks, over in New York City. The Puerto Rican beauty queen, Christhely, I don't know, this is a fucking unpronounceable name, Christhielee, Christhely Carrad. I know I said that all wrong, and I'm just going to have to move on, right, because I can't do any better than that. That's as good as it gets for the Hollywood Hick, right? But apparently, she was hospitalized in psych unit for dark depression after being stripped of her crown, because apparently she was out there acting like a total big old freaking see you next Tuesday bitch ass bitch, and then the freaking Miss Universe Puerto Rico people were like, need to check that attitude right at the door, because we are taking that crown right off your head and giving it to the first runner-up who has got a better attitude than you and is not going to go around being some fucking see you next Tuesday bitch ass bitch of a bitch. I'm just saying is all. And that's exactly what they did. Now, I just paraphrased that from what I have read on the interwebs, but that's pretty much what I understand is how that shit went down, right? Well, it says here that troubling days without sleep or food culminated in a brief stint at a psychiatric hospital for Puerto Rican beauty, unpronounceable name, after the crushing loss of her pageant crown, right? 24-year-old who was stripped of Puerto Rico's Miss Universe 2016 title admitted she was recently hospitalized as she struggled to come to terms with the end of her short reign. Ooh, if I click on this, will it take us to the program? The story that says what the fuck? Oh yeah, this is the one that tells what she had done did. Let's read this one first. We are going to back up this story and go at it from the beginning. So it says here, this is also from the New York Daily News people over in New York City. Says here, Puerto Rico Miss Universe stripped of crown for bad attitude. Beauty queens are not exempt from having a bad day. That's what she's saying. She's like trying to say she had a bad day. You know what? It's your job to be fucking sparkly, rainbow sunshine, Dolly Parton happy every minute of every fucking day, especially when there's cameras rolling. That's just how this shit goes. So knowing that, here's what happened, right? Says Puerto Rican beauty queen was decrowned for allegedly having an ugly attitude. Where did it go? She was stripped of her title Thursday because she was flippant during interviews, said she didn't love cameras, and skipped appearances for doctor's appointments. She's like, beauty queens are not exempt from having a bad day. See, this is some entitled bullshit. No, you're the fucking supposed to represent Miss Universe Puerto Rico. That means you got to do your fucking Miss Universe Puerto Rico stuff, or they like snatch that shit back. They take this shit serious. It is nuts, straight up freaking crazy, superficial nonsense. But guess what? There's some fucking homos who take this shit super fucking serious. And if you ain't following the rules, they will come over and snatch that fucking crown that's ill-fitting on your head anyway, because I ain't never seen one fucking crown they put on one of these bitches' heads that sits there and doesn't just flop about. Like, I don't know how they're supposed to keep that stupid shit on their head. It's fucking ridiculous. They need to get some kind of contraption in there that can make those things just suck to their head so they don't have to sit there trying to hold it on. It's tilting over there trying to cry and wave and hold their crown and the flowers and everything at the same time. It's fucking ridiculous, right? Figure out a way to make that crown just go and just be fucking stuck on their head. They don't have to worry about it flopping about, falling off, embarrassing them, falling on the ground, crashing, turning into a million little scattered fucking fake diamonds everywhere. I'm just saying it's out. But she's basically pitching a fit, saying that like she's allowed to have she allowed her feelings to get in the way of work. Just bent my fucking ridge again. Oh my God, this is just not cute. Okay, whatever. Breathe through it, bitches. Breathe through it, bitches. Like I expect y'all to do it for me. That is how fucking retarded I can be sometimes. I might have to go suck on an ice cube after this to put some cold on it, make the swelling go down, because he is getting worse. Then every time you bite it, it gets a little bit worse, because then you irritate the motherfucker, right? Bullshit. Apparently, the pageant organization then went and said the bad attitude claim stemmed from a Sunday interview with a Puerto Rican newspaper where the bitch told the reporter she didn't love cameras and dismissed some of the outlet's questions. Apparently, the national director of the Miss Universe Puerto Rico pageant, Desiree Lowry, was present. Not even a homo. It's some fucking straight up freaking pampered little bitch who's taken pageants way too serious her whole entire life is fucking in control. And she goes, I wanted the earth to swallow me, is what Lowry said. You always have to put your best face forward. It's a given that we are going to be in front of cameras and that we have to answer all types of questions. She's like, oh, I am so appalled. I wanted the earth to swallow me. I love these bitches. They're so fucking dramatical, right? Apparently, she said she was having a personal problem and it wouldn't happen again, but she never apologized, Lowry said, and that's what she was like, fuck it. She's like, fuck you, bitch. You self-entitled, I'll see you next Tuesday, bitch-ass bitch. You are now fired because you ain't got no appreciation. You can't even fucking say sorry. But apparently, this bitch done went and lost her ever-loving mind, right? Because once she got her crown taken away, she could not handle it and fell into a deep, dark depression. She said, she basically said to some like radio channel or some Spanish channel, she said, I can tell you I got some help because a dark depression came over me and I couldn't eat or sleep. She said she's emerged from her turmoil and as she recovers is seeking legal action against the Miss Puerto. Of course, she's like, I can't believe you like sued me for not or fired me for not doing my job, which is like, I can't figure out why people think that they should not get fired for not doing their fucking job. It makes absolutely no fucking sense to me. I don't understand. People get all butthurt. They're like, how can you say this? And I'm like, I don't understand how you can say this. It makes no fucking sense to me at all whatsoever. I'm just saying is out. But apparently she says it's all under control now and that she feels betrayed by the organization because there was never a moment that I disrespected them. Apparently there was, because a woman wanted to be sucked into the ground. The woman who was your boss lady, who was standing there watching you be a fucking see you next Tuesday, bitch ass bitch. And then she was like, no, you're fucking fired because I ain't having that shit. Bye, Felicia. She totally bye, Felicia'd your ass. But she was like, there wasn't a reason for them to do what they did to me. Yeah, there was. You were being a fucking see you next Tuesday, bitch ass bitch. And that's not part of the role you're supposed to play. So I'm just saying, like, I can't talk about this anymore because it's going to get me all upset. Because then they're going, it's all about health and family and blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. You're fucking pissed because your bitchiness done caught up with you and now you're fucking pissed off. I'm just saying is all. All right. If you ain't feeling better about yourself because you ain't this fucking bitch ass bitch who got her fucking Miss Puerto Rico Universe crown taken away and just be completely 110,000,000% butthurt over it, then you were probably doing better in your day than her, because she had to go to the psych ward on account of she could not handle getting fired for being a bitch ass bitch. That is what a bitch ass bitch is. Somebody who's like just in utter and complete shock because they are in such a world of delusion that they don't even know how big of a bitch ass bitch they really are. I'm just saying is all. Okay, let's move on. Ooh, we only got a few more minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program right here on the Crab Diving Network. Let's see what, were there, ooh, this. Okay, let's just do a couple of people, make us feel better about ourselves. Then I got to go get myself prepared to go see the Batman versus Superman extravaganza starring Wonder Woman down at the Chinese Theater here in Hollywood Town, which is like, I love that I can walk down there. And it is the tits for 3D watching of a movie. So if you ever come out to Hollywood Town and you want to see a 3D movie, go to that Chinese Theater, because IMAX turned it into a IMAX theater, and they do this 3D in there on that big old screen, and it is fucking tits awesome. I'm just goddamn. Damn motherfucking autoplay bullshit. Breathe, Hick, breathe. Lord, Dolly, help us all. Okay, here we go. This is how dumb people are. And again, of course, this is fucking Florida. Fucking bitch ass bitches out there. But this says it's over on the Business Insider. I don't know how I got linked to this on the Business Insider. But apparently it says here, a Florida woman was arrested after live streaming herself drunk driving. So she's probably doing the Periscope bullshit while she's drunk driving and talking about it. But it says here, what's worse than drinking and driving and filming yourself in the process? Yep, Periscope, here it goes. 23-year-old Florida woman Periscoped herself driving while appearing to be drunk. Concerned citizens saw the video and called the police, who found her based on landmarks they saw in the live stream. She was subsequently arrested for driving under the influence. Y'all, if you're going to do, don't drink and drive first. Don't do it. I can tell you from experience, it's not something you want to have to go through. From back in my early 20s when I had some transgressions that caught up with me, and I might have like gotten one of those DUIs way back then, and that's just something you just deal with, and I pay my price to society, and then I move on. But if you're gonna drive drunk, don't be a fucking dumbass. 10 into that shit, fucking shut one eye, keep it between the lines, and just keep it, obey every single rule and just go directly to your destination. But the best thing to do is just cut the car out of the equation. Don't drive anywhere too thinking you're just gonna have a couple and then drive home, because if you got the car there, then you're gonna think you need to get it home, and then if you end up getting plastered or fucking wasterated, then you just don't. Just don't. Just cut the car out of the equation. Take a Lyft, take a Uber even. I don't even know like Uber, then take a fucking taxi cab, get somebody to pick your ass up, walk. Just go somewhere you can fucking walk. Do that too. I'm just saying it's out. But don't be drinking and driving, and don't be periscoping while you're drinking and driving. So just feel better about yourself that you are not that fucking stupid. Or this stupid, and this is also involves drinking, but I'm in also Florida, of course, but over on the Boing Boing website here. I'll leave y'all with this. Be glad you ain't this dumbass woman. But it says, Florida mom abandons 3 kids in Waffle House to go drinking at nearby bar. So apparently the Waffle House people are supposed to be babysitters. God damn it, I just bit that fucking spot again. Oh my Lord, I'm going to die a slow and painful death from this. I swear to all that's holy. But real quick, because we're running out of time right here. But apparently, the Augusta Chronicle reported that Florida woman Rhiannon Gentry abandoned 3 children at a 24-hour Waffle House so that she could go booze it up at the classily named bar Wild Wings Cafe across the street. 2 of the children were 12, 1 was 11. Police were summoned to the Waffle House after other diners began complaining they could hear children crying in the parking lot. The Waffle House waitress Waffle House waitress told cops that Miss Gentry left her kids alone for an hour and a half with money or to order food and beverage, but the kids didn't have enough money, so they started crying and getting all sad because mama wasn't there to fucking save it. And then basically mama came back and got arrested for fucking leaving her kids at the goddamn Waffle House. So people, do not be this stupid Rhiannon Gentry and leave your kids at the Waffle House thinking that you are going to be they are going to be your fucking babysitter. Because she returned to the Waffle House, found police with no children. Gentry told police she left the children to go to Wild Wings to pay for drinks, and she had earlier. She said she hadn't been gone long. She was gone for an hour and a half. You were gone for an hour and a half. You left your babies at the fucking Waffle House for an hour and a half while you went boozing at someplace called Wild Wings something. Girl, get yourself together. And all y'all, for the love of Dolly, please feel better about yourself that you ain't one Rhiannon Gentry who thinks a Waffle House is also a fucking babysitter service. Good Lord have mercy on us all. This is what we're fucking dealing with every day. And I'm dealing with getting the fuck out of here. Y'all gotta go see the Batman Superman extravaganza with Wonder Woman in it down at the Chinese Theater. Don't be jealous, y'all. I'll report back and tell y'all if it's any good on the Tuesday episode, hoping that I can get that shit done on account of the workplace. Tried to fuck brother up. But you've been listening to me on the Crab Diving Network. Follow the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And that does it for my bitch ass. I'm out of here, y'all. Doodle-lam, doodle-lam, do, mother truckers. Buh-bye. Boo-lam, 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 boo. Toodle-lam, 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 toodle-lam. Greg-lang, 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 greg-lang.